gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Must be going.
Kate, my dear, I'm sorry we were interrupted, but we've had a very interesting little talk, haven't we?
Oh, yes, indeed.
I think you understand that I have no intention of giving Tony a divorce.
Well, I knew that before you invited me here. And you've also made it very clear that you think I might bore Tony. Who knows, I might.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor. Normally, I would have said to you, you and Tony imagine yourselves in love, so have your little fling. I couldn't care less. He'll eventually come back to me. He always has, my dear.
You mean to a real marriage?
I don't know what real marriage means, but if you mean living together under one roof, heavens no. Tony and I go our separate ways, and I assure you it's a very convenient arrangement.
Well, I can see it would be if you have no feeling for each other.
You mean luck? That's a youthful luxury. Tony is ambitious. He likes the security of a wife in the background, and I like the name, Mrs. Anthony Cushing.
So you said, Claire.
It stands for something. It's going to stand for a lot more.
I certainly hope so.
Which brings me to the one thing I want to say before you leave. My real reason for asking you to come here.
Claire, you've given me plenty of reasons.
I remarked a moment ago, with anyone else, I would say, go ahead, have your romantic fun with Tony. It can't touch me. But you're different, Kate. You can ruin Tony.
That's the last thing I'd do, Claire.
You can't help it.
I think we've talked long enough.
Stephen Wolfe told me all about your late husband.
I expected he would.
That he was in drug traffic in the Caribbean.
Yes, he was. I told Tony all about it.
Well, that was foolish in the first place.
I wanted him to know.
Yes, how romantic. And of course, Tony said it doesn't matter to him.
Yes, he did.
Kate, no matter what Tony says, his career comes first with him. What do you think would happen if anything like drug traffic touched him? Even secondhand, even unproved.
Claire, I have done nothing that could hurt Tony's career.
Except to live with a man who was deeply involved with drugs. By your own statement, you never left him for a day. That was your idea of marriage.
But I didn't even... I never knew what Tom was doing.
What difference does that make, what you knew or didn't know? The fact remains, Kate, that you strongly are linked with a very sordid crime.
Tony knows this. He's not afraid of it.
Well, then he's more of a fool than I thought. Kate, Tony has enemies, men who are jealous of his success. Wouldn't they just love to get hold of something like this? Have you met Tony's boss, Hugh Fletcher, the head of his corporation?
No, I've heard Tony mention
him. Well, he's a very good friend of mine. In fact, I was working as Hugh's secretary when I met Tony. I told Hugh about this drug business in your past.
Claire, that was very cruel of me.
My dear, life is not gentle and sweet. It's still the jungle. Survival is what counts. Now, would you like to know what Hugh Fletcher said?
Of course I'd like to know, although it's none of his business.
You see, that's where you're so limited, my dear. Anything that concerns Tony is Hugh's business.
What did Mr. Fletcher say?
If anything like drug traffic touched Tony's reputation in any way, Hugh would fire
him. Well, that's not fair. It was 5 years ago. Tom is dead.
But you are not, Kate, and you're stuck with it. Yes or no?
I still have something to clear up, yes.
You have something to clear up. Tony has the biggest deal of his career on his hands, a $200 million contract. Now, which comes first?
Tony, of course.
Kate, give him up.
It might surprise you, but I've tried to do that.
But you're both too much in love. Any woman can give up a man if she wants to. Give him up for your own sake.
I don't need any more reasons.
You need this one. If you damaged Tony's career, he would never forgive you.
Anybody at the desk?
Good evening, Mr. Cushing.
Oh, hello, Jeff. Didn't I talk to you on the phone earlier?
You did indeed. Dulcet as a wood dove.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
It means I bent an ear to a lover's plight.
Oh, yeah. Well, is there somebody around I can talk to?
I'm talking.
You sure are. Do you happen to know if Mrs. Wakefield has come in yet?
Oh, shucks. We both know her well enough to call her Kate, don't we, chum?
Okay. Has she come in?
Nope.
She should be here by now.
Provided you know the point of departure, the acceleration of the wheel versus the clock, and whether she intended to come home. Would you like to share the lobby with me?
Do I have a choice?
Nope. That's what civilization did when it invented the lobby. Boxed all us free-running lemmings in.
Jeff, I've had a long flight.
Yeah, so have I. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Would you like to hear my guitar?
Maybe another time.
No hard feelings. I'll just play for myself. You love Kate like a sister, don't you?
Now, what the hell business is that of yours?
The world is my cookie, Mr. Cushing, and Kate is some cookie.
Maybe that's Kate now.
Got it. Yeah, Studio Club. Kate? Oh, it isn't Kate. Okay, Fred. No. Well, somebody just told me it was Kate. Okay. I'll leave a message. Shucks, you shouldn't have told me that was Kate, Mr. Cushing. I believed you. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Are you sure she's coming?
At this point, I'm not sure of anything. Jeff, I know you're a good kid.
Underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my dad says I'm a good kid, too. You know, you sound a lot like him.
Thank you. I'll just leave Kate a note.
But we're just getting to know each other.
And it hasn't been easy. I'll just go around the corner to the Blue Mouse.
Tuesdays, that's the main course.
I know.
Look, I'll quit kidding around, honestly. I want to be loved, like everyone else. But you... You got the girl first.
What do you mean, Jeff?
You got the pinstripe suit. You got the job. And you got the girl. And I'm glad for all of you, and I just want to say so.
Are you talking about Kate?
Sure, I'm talking about Kate. Who are you talking about?
Jeff. Kate's older than you are.
She's 27. I'm 21. How old are you? Never mind. I got an abacus upstairs.
But you, you like her. You're attracted to her.
Oh, that button-down language. Yeah. She's the light at the end of the tunnel.
I see.
No, I don't think you do. I guess Kate goes for you, but you ought to be careful.
I'm very careful about Kate.
She's got problems, Tony. But I'm not sure you're the guy to fix them. Look, you don't have to go around at the mouse. I'm pushing
on. No. Hang around, Jeff. I was just kidding.
I know that, but I wasn't.
Tony!
Kate, darling.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, lady.
Tony, I didn't know you were coming back from Paris so soon.
I didn't know Claire would pounce on you as soon as I left.
All right. How did the business go?
Oh, never mind that. I want to know what happened tonight.
Well, I'll be pushing along, kids.
Jeff, I'm sorry. We don't have to talk about ourselves. Would you like some coffee, all of us?
What I'd like is some dinner.
Gotcha.
Come on, come along, Jeff.
One of these days I might take you up on that. But right now I'd like you to know I had a reason for hanging around in the way like this.
Jeff, you're not in the way.
What's on your mind, Jeff?
Look, I got the whole scene. I get it, see? But I just want to say one thing to you, Tony. If you're the guy Kate thinks
Jeff,
you are...
Jeff, please, I...
Look, I got to say this, Kate. I might never get another chance.
Let him talk, Kate.
Well, now, that's mighty nice to hear from you, Mr. Cushing.
Go on. If I'm the guy Kate thinks I am, what'll I do?
You'll ask her to play a tape recording that I heard the other night.
Jeff, that was in confidence.
Your girl is in trouble, Tony. You ought to know it.
Did you know that a 1.5 ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective. Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who's ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333A, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Without delay, we must get on with today's model.
Chapter, that is.
I trust my audience is anxious to know the outcome of yesterday's encounter.
Good. Then we shall be about it.
To those who may not know, I am the author, name William Makepeace Thackeray, title of novel, Vanity Fair. Now, you will be glad to learn Rawdon held his tongue, did not wreck his and Becky's financial future by blurting the truth to his Aunt Matilda. I say, for the sport of it, let us hear what he would like to have said. But did not.
Auntie, by gad, I'm tired to the death of dancing to your tune. I'm to marry into the aristocracy, you say, or I don't inherit your fortune? A pox on your damned fortune. I've wed Becky Sharp. Ha ha! Now will you kindly remove yourself from this parlor? I've been with my bride one night, one, then sent to Exeter by the blasted army. I'm back. Want Rebecca, want you out of here, old lady. You're a good old lady, but a damn nuisance. Now take yourself off, close the door, and don't interrupt us till Easter.
What a scene that would have been. Very tempting to a writer. Hysterics, tears, insults, recriminations. But I've other even better scenes in mind, make no mistake. Now, what Rawdon does say, says it because Becky's blazing green eyes warn him to take care. Wait. Further explanation needed here. Rawdon knows nothing of perilous complications arisen during his absence. Desperately, Becky needs to tell him, but cannot, with this Crawley skulking about. Some way, somehow, wife must be alone with husband. Now, back to what Rawdon says with remarkable gallantry.
I say, Auntie, you've come downstairs just to see me. What an honor.
You were so pokey coming up, dear boy.
Oh, but Miss Crawley, you should not have come down. You're not well enough or strong enough for the stairs.
Oh, just Becky, do stop forever being a nurse and welcome Rawdon back.
I just was doing that. My fault he was slow coming up to you.
Rawdon, give your old auntie a kiss. I've missed you.
Did a bit of missing myself. Couldn't wait to get back. Rode all night. No sleep.
There, Rebecca, do you hear? He missed his auntie.
Miss Crawley, you must sit down. I'm worried about the effort you made descending those stairs and what it will cost you to go back up.
Look here. Why don't I carry her up?
Oh, what an excellent idea. And soon.
Betty, why? I'm very greatly better. I've been down before, several times.
On special occasions. Greatly better, yes. But let us take no chance that you will be greatly worse.
No, Auntie.
I must say, I do like all this attention. Now, Rawdon, where have you been? Where did Major... what's his name?
O'Dowd.
Where did Major O'Dowd send you and why?
Not free to say why. Can't say I've been to Exeter.
I rather hoped he sent you off to shoot Napoleon.
Maybe he's sent to shoot Boney sooner than we think.
Rawdon! Good heavens! I was only jesting. I will not have you sent abroad to fight the French. You may tell Major O'Toole I won't hear of it.
O'Dowd. And I'll tell him, but you'll have to tell the Prince Regent.
Rawdon, is it so? You soon may... is it?
Not free to discuss it, Becky. Oughtn't to have said what I said.
Becky, you sound truly distressed. How kind of you to fret about Rawdon.
Most kind.
Now come, do let us get to another subject than that Corsican monster. Dear nephew, you must hear what has happened to Becky while you were away.
To Becky?
Becky, you ought to tell it.
Oh, no, please, you.
That embarrasses her, Rawdon.
Don't like the sound of this.
It's to do with your papa.
What's papa to do with Becky?
What he would like to do with Becky is better.
Aunt Matilda.
Oh, why, pray, are you surprised? You know the little rooster dotes upon her. Everyone knows that.
Don't like this kind of talk.
Oh, nor I, Miss Crawley, please.
Very well, very well. Pitt did not insult our little virgin, didn't ask her to be his mistress.
He better damn not.
Asked her, if you please. Got down on his knees, if you can believe it, and implored her to be Lady Crawley.
Beast. Swine. Damn his soul.
Rawdon, why so angry? It is amusing. I've laughed for 3 days.
Not amusing. Insult to Miss Sharp.
Not an insult. When you think on it, an honor. A baronet proposing to a governess. Yes, quite an honor. And why don't you ask if Becky accepted? For all you know, she's marrying your father tomorrow. There, you don't see it's amusing. Weariness from your trip made you behave so peculiar.
Miss Sharp, are you marrying my father tomorrow?
No, Captain Crawley, I am not.
But fancy her refusing. Could have had 40,000 a year, been her ladyship. Why don't you ask why she refused?
Why did you refuse, Miss Sharp?
That is quite a story as well.
Touch and go, touch and go. Any moment Rawdon will give the show away if this continues much longer. It will continue as soon as I return to you.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Daytrol. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Daytrol has the same pain reliever, no aspirin. Daytrol's just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Daytrol, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Now, Rebecca, this part of the story you must tell yourself. It's your very own, and you're so sweet when you talk of it. Now come, child. Why did you refuse to be rich and titled?
Captain Crawley, I did not accept Sir Pitt because... I dearly love another.
Lucky chap, if I may say so.
Oh, but not that gaudy person, Rawdon. She's met and loves yet another.
No.
Yes.
And we are to meet him today.
What?
Oh, well, it can't be arranged today, Miss Crawley, but I do promise tomorrow at the very latest.
Meet him. You're certain?
Your auntie will meet the man I love with all my heart and soul, yes, quite certain.
Oh, Matt! I wanted it today while Rawdon's here.
He will be here.
Oh, you know he will.
Oh, I shall plan it that way. Rawdon, what time will be convenient for you tomorrow?
Well,
never mind. We'll settle the time later.
I'm quite undone. I even don't know his name, Becky. Do tell us that for now, at least.
No, please.
Well, I can't keep calling him him.
Auntie, do let Becky keep her secrets until it suits her not.
Oh, very well. Rawdon, I must say, you don't show much surprise that Gordy is quite out of the picture.
Not surprised.
Or even surprised that a new nameless someone has purloined Becky's heart.
Not surprised.
I do not understand you today. You don't respond to anything the way I expect.
We're tired from riding, Miss Crawley, and you're tired from overdoing.
Oh, not tired. Perfect nonsense.
Oh, I am your nurse, you know. I can see your face is flushed and hear weariness in your voice, and it is time and path for your morning nap. Captain Crawley, would you carry your auntie up the stairs?
Come, auntie.
Oh, I am treated like a child.
You're treated like someone who has been ill a very long time, someone we want to be well. As for you, Rawdon, do not, absolutely do not stay upstairs talking to your auntie. She must nap.
Wouldn't dream of staying upstairs.
Perhaps you're so weary from your ride, you'd like a cup of tea down here with me?
Would. By Jove, I would.
Oh, well, that is, if it's all right with Miss Crawley.
Of course it's all right. What a foolish question. You are my most favorite two people. But while I'm napping, Becky, you're not to tell Rawdon one word about your love.
Not one word. How those two conspirators must plan every word they'll tomorrow say to Miss C. What has she just said? You are my most favorite two people. Will she say that when she knows they are wed? Answers will be forthcoming, ladies and gentlemen, if you are forthcoming to hear the next and next chapters. And I am your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
We've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
The Author's Studio has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life, brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers.
Haven't you home already? I haven't even thought about dinner.
Why don't we go out to eat tonight?
go out, honey, with the cost of things? No, it's much too expensive.
You see? You said I never ask you out to eat. When I do suggest it, you say no.
It's so much cheaper or more cheaply at home.
You always say that.
Well, that's true.
All right, so what? We never do eat out. I guess we can afford it once in a while. Now, come on. Oh. Hey, Maggie.
But it's the middle of the week. It isn't even a special occasion.
Debbie? Where is everybody?
Debbie's studying and Aunt Maggie's upstairs, too, I think.
No. I was in the den during the crossword puzzle. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just suggested we all go out for dinner.
Go out? Why? It's so expensive.
That's just what I said, Aunt Maggie.
We've got that leftover beef roast. I can grind it up and make a nice hash. Won't take me any time at all.
Now, wait a minute. I am inviting you all out to dinner, so powder your noses and let's get going.
This seems very extravagant to me. Isn't it Saturday or anything special?
I know. It's just what I
said. Well, why does it have to be special to go out to eat for a change? Let me give you all a night off from having to get dinner, especially since you haven't started it anyway, huh? Now, go on. Get ready.
Well, I certainly have to do more than just powder my nose, Bob. I'm not going this way. I have to put up my hair, for one thing.
Yes, my goodness. I want to take a bath and get dressed up.
Sure. Look, we don't have to go to someplace fancy.
Well,
Debbie?
I can't go anyplace with my hair looking like this.
Your hair looks fine.
Oh,
now,
fine.
Let's not make a big production out of it.
Honey, I have to put the top and the sides up at least and then sit under the dryer for 15 minutes.
I'll have to iron my white blouse.
What do you want, Daddy?
I'm taking you all out for dinner tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
I can't go. I've got too much studying to do.
We aren't going to be out that long. If you'll get ready in 10 minutes, we'll drive to the Willows and it'll be early, so there won't be a crowd, and we'll eat and get back home.
Well, what's the occasion? Why are we going out for dinner tonight?
Well, there's no occasion. I'm just inviting you all out.
Oh, the Willows, dear. I mean, the Willows isn't open tonight, and anyhow, I don't think the food's very good there anymore. Elaine told me they changed the chef there. She said it was just terrible now.
Okay, I don't care where we go.
How about the Shanghai Express? I love Chinese food.
Well, I don't. Is that the place you took me to lunch one day when we were Christmas shopping?
Yes, we had those marvelous shrimp.
Oh, I don't care at all for those. Not at all. I really don't care much about Chinese food anyway.
That's because you always order chow mein, Aunt Maggie, which really isn't a Chinese dish at all. Now, if you would just try mugu gai pan or beef with oyster sauce. They have dozens of marvelous dishes with almonds, pecans.
Well, when I order something, I like to know what I'm getting.
Why don't we go to some Italian place, get spaghetti?
Too fattening.
Oh, Mother, you don't have to get spaghetti. Get veal parmigiana. You like that?
I don't care where we go. Let's just go.
I know. How about the old mill?
Oh, yes, no. It's
you
too
love
far
that,
isn't
it? It has that gift shop and all those antiques.
Is that the place that has the wonderful sticky cinnamon rolls?
Yes, and the homemade bread.
I hate those sticky cinnamon rolls. My fingers are sticky for the rest of the meal.
Oh, well, you can always get up and wash them, you know.
I know. How about the 4-star barbecue?
Oh, that's awful. That raucous music they play so loud you can't even talk. How about seafood? Let's go fish that.
No, I don't like that place. It's always crowded, the tables are too close together, and all that sawdust on the floor.
But you didn't care where we went.
Well, I don't, but I hate the fishnet.
I don't think I feel like fish anyway tonight.
I don't either. I'd rather have spaghetti.
No, I don't want that. I don't feel like Italian food tonight.
Well, what do you feel like?
What do you feel like?
I feel like just having dinner. I don't care what it is. Now, could we make up our minds? Go and get ready, and that's the first thing.
Well, I don't think I'll go, Daddy. I can just fix myself a hamburger. Clark said he might drop over tonight.
You're going with us. Now, I'm taking you all out.
All right, I better go put up my hair.
I've got to take a bath and iron my white blouse.
I'll have to call Clark and tell him so he doesn't come while we're gone.
Okay, do what you have to do, but let's get going. You complained that I never take you out, so now I am taking you out.
All right, dear, all right. It's just that a woman likes some advance notice. We could have been all ready to go if you told us this morning.
I didn't think of it this morning.
Well, while we're getting ready, would you feed the dog and the cat?
Huh? Oh, yeah, okay.
The cat's food is on the shelf in the pantry. He doesn't like the canned tuna anymore. He only wants the dry food in those packets, you know. And he won't eat the kidney flavor. He wants the liver flavor. And on top of that, sprinkle a little bit from the box that says fish, cheese, and egg-flavored nuggets. That's for tidbits.
Look, I don't feed the cat.
Well, give him what I told you, otherwise he gets real mad.
It is ridiculous the way you pamper that cat.
Well, he has his likes and dislikes the way any other person does.
That cat is not a person.
Yes, he is. Dara thinks he is. And the dog. Now, Alex's dinner's also in the pantry. Just give him 2 cups of the dry food. And then on a plate in the refrigerator are some leftovers covered with tinfoil. That's for him. That's for his tidbits for the top.
Yeah, well, why do our animals always get these so-called tidbits?
Because otherwise they don't eat.
They'll eat if they're hungry.
No, they don't. We have never had a dog who wolfs his dinner down the way these dogs do on television. I think they must starve them before. Because our dogs have always been very fussy, you know.
Because you make them fussy. You feed Alex at the table, you slip him bites of this or that.
Oh, I don't either.
Well, I see you. No, I see you. He sits beside you, he puts a paw on your knee and looks up at you and drools, and you give him half your dinner.
Oh, he's adorable when he does that, isn't he? Oh, cute. Now, look, don't put water on his dry food. There's a little chicken broth left in the mayonnaise jar. Put that on. It has more flavor. He likes
I'll
it better.
I'll feed him and the cat. Now, get ready. And while you're all getting ready, I will decide where we're going to eat.
All right, you decide. You know, you should have said that to begin with. Women like to be invited out and just told where they're going.
Uh-huh. Sure, sure. Well, all right, go on now. Get ready.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
You're not ready?
No, no.
I just made reservations at the old mill, and I said we'd be there in half an hour, and there you are with your hair still in curlers.
I know that's the point of part of it anyhow. The hair dryer doesn't work.
Well, heat up the oven and stick your head in it. You've done that before.
I don't feel like putting my head in the oven. And it takes forever to dry your hair that way anyhow. Listen.
Isn't Aunt Maggie ready?
No.
Or Debbie?
No, honey, Aunt Maggie scorched her white blouse. She was rushing so. And her other good clothes, as she puts it, are at the dry cleaners.
Well, she must have something to wear.
Debbie doesn't really want to go anyway.
Why?
Well, because Clark wants to come over early tonight, earlier than when we'd get back home.
Okay, so she can give up seeing Clark for one night, can't she? Well, can't she?
Well, she wants to see him, dear.
She would prefer to see Clark than go out to dinner, a nice dinner at the old mill, where she has always loved going, and in fact, she has always been begging to go to the old mill for dinner?
Well, it's different now.
What do you mean? Isn't the food any good there anymore? They changed
cooks? No. I mean, it's different now that, well, it's Clark in the picture.
What picture?
Hey, Clark is coming over.
Debbie won't get any dinner. Here she can have a nice one.
She doesn't care about food. She and Clark can fix hamburgers.
Hamburgers? She can have that any time. It hardly compares with dinners at the old mill.
Bob, darling, please don't be so thick. Debbie would rather be with Clark.
Than be with us?
Yes.
Debbie would rather be with that pimply-faced guy with the stick-out ears and be with her mommy and daddy?
Yes, and you haven't even looked at him lately. His complexion is fine now. It's only adolescence.
Well, his ears still stick out, I'll bet.
Oh, you can't help that. What a prejudiced thing to say. And they're not that bad anyway. What's the matter with you? As a matter of fact, Clark's extremely good-looking. Have we got some Freudian thing here that daddy is jealous?
No.
Debbie
would rather be with him than with us.
Yes, dear. Isn't it natural?
It may be natural, but I don't like it. She's only 16.
She can't be Daddy's baby forever.
I've lost her already.
Oh, you haven't lost her. Now stop thinking that way. Look, when you were 16, didn't you prefer to be with your friends instead of with your parents? Try to remember.
Seems like yesterday she was in diapers.
Well, she's in jeans now, and she's old enough and capable enough to be in a wedding dress and get married and have a baby, so you better reconstruct your thinking. So that when she does...
Remember when we used to go out to dinner and get her a babysitter, and she used to cry and say, "Oh, Daddy, take me too. Oh, Daddy, can't I go with you and Mommy?" We should have taken her.
Dear.
When we had the chance.
Why? We loved having dinner alone, without having to ask the hostess for a high chair or a junior stool. And not having to cut her meat or worry about her because she wanted to get up and run around.
Where does time go? The years are too much with us, said somebody around it.
Well, you look it up in Bartlett's. Hmm?
Boy, you complain that I never ask you to eat out. And when I do...
I'll eat tomorrow. We'll dress up. We'll all be ready. It'll be no prop... Oh, what is it, Chi-Chi? Oh, honey, you gave him the kidney flavor stuff. Honey, he hates that. I guess he wants the liver flavor with a special cheese tidbit. Come on, Chi-Chi. Didn't Daddy give you the right food? Hmm?
I am not the cat's daddy.
Honey, when Debbie's gone for good, we're just going to be Mommy and Daddy to the cats and dogs. You better get used to it.
My little girl. Clark or no Clark, Debbie is still my little girl.
Yes, dear, yes. Of course she is.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Daytrol. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Daytrol has the same pain reliever, no aspirin, Date was just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Datril, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
I saw him, Jennifer. He was sleeping on your bed.
Charlie! Charlie! Here, Charlie! Where were you hiding?
Oh, I think he was behind the curtains on the windowsill, dear.
I think he wants to go out.
Well, why don't you get dressed up and take him out?
Shouldn't I have a leash for him, Mommy?
Oh, no. Cats don't like that. In fact, it makes them very unhappy. They like to run free.
He runs out in the street.
Well, cats are usually very careful, but you be sure to watch them, okay?
Do they have 9 lives?
I don't think so, but it's a nice idea.
That would mean that they'd hardly ever die, wouldn't it?
Yes, I guess so. Now, look, darling, I'm having lunch with your grandmother, so I'm going to leave lunch for you and Bobby. You'll be all right?
Who does the dishes, Bobby or me?
Both of you.
Now, Jason, if I'd known Caroline and Emily were going to have lunch together, I'd have asked them to join us.
Well, Dad, maybe they wanted to be alone. Maybe they just wanted...
It's possible, but we are quite presentable as luncheon companions.
Speak for yourself, Dad.
You know, I noticed you're rather moody. Anything bothering you? How's Emily?
I guess I better tell you, Dad.
What are you saying, Jackson?
I didn't plan to tell you.
For God's sake, now what is it?
Emily's condition has been diagnosed as a brain tumor.
Oh, my God. No.
Well, Dr. Szabo says it's a chordoma, a rare tumor, and difficult to diagnose.
Oh, not Emily. Jason, does she know?
Yes, she does.
Oh, the poor girl. What can be done about it?
Well, it's in the occipital area, right at the base of the brain, and we can't operate.
And what do you do?
Nothing.
Well, I don't believe it. You've got to be able to do something.
Dad, chemotherapy doesn't work on brain tumors, and we may try radiation therapy, but its effectiveness is questionable. And the side effects are very difficult.
Oh, gee. Could it have been caught earlier?
No, it's very hard to diagnose. It's years in developing.
Jason, what's going to happen?
Well, Dad, she can have it for years, depending on how slowly it grows.
No, you've got to be able to do something. I can't believe the medical profession is just helpless.
It's not malignant, Dad, and of course, it doesn't spread. Well, look, please, don't tell Caroline or anyone yet. We haven't even told the children. Yes, of course. Emily's insisted that we keep it from them as long as we can.
How long have you known?
Well, I heard it from Zabo right after I got back from Brixton.
And you've been carrying that around all by yourself all this time?
Mm-hmm. I just told Emily a few days ago.
Well, how did Emily take it?
Well, I think she had suspected.
Yes, I'm not sure I would want to know something like that about myself.
The mother never knew how sick she was, did she, Dad?
No. I told the doctor to keep it from her. I wanted her last years to be happy ones.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Dad, do you still think you did the right thing?
Yes. Right up to the end, she thought she was getting better.
I don't know. You'd think as a doctor I'd know how to deal with the thought of terminal illness, but I don't. Most doctors don't.
Most people don't, Jason. It's something no one is prepared for.
Johnny, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shuffle, chick.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalmet. Finalmet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalmet holds up longer than you do.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
You know, Emily, every day I realize how wonderful it is to have Jennifer with us.
Yes, when you realize how close we came to losing her.
Yes. Shall we have some more coffee?
No, thanks, Caroline. I think I've had enough. In fact, maybe too much. Seems to make me nervous.
It does? Are you all right, Emily?
Oh, I'm fine, Caroline. We were talking about Dr. Gonzalez.
Oh, yes. As you know, I'd like to do something for him, but all roads seem to be blocked.
Yes, Jason told me. Joe Gonzalez just won't accept anything more than a thank you. And even that.
Yes, Anne says he's very independent.
Your daughter Anne knows Joe?
Oh, yes, they've gone out a few times.
So he must be quite a change for Anne.
Well, I think so, although she'd said very little. I've asked her to see if she can persuade him to let me...
Carolyn, what can you do?
Well, I have an idea. Just the start of one.
What does Robert say?
He says it's my money and I can do what I want with it.
That sounds fair.
Anyway, I've been thinking about a children's clinic.
You mean a new clinic?
Mm-hmm. In some neighborhood where it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Anne says Joe is interested in children, and I thought as a way of saying thank you for Jennifer's life, maybe we could start something that would be a help to other children's lives.
Oh, Caroline, I think that's just wonderful. And I'd be awfully surprised if Joe said no to it. Have you asked him?
No, not yet. And I thought with your planning to become a child psychologist, when you get your degree...
Oh, I
maybe
don't
you
think
could...
I'm going on for my degree, Caroline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any special reason?
It's just that there's so little time to do all the things you want to do, and I've decided that spending time with Jason and the children is the most important thing for me to do.
In here, Emily.
Oh, I saw your car in the garage. You're home early.
Mm. Only a half an hour. How was your lunch?
Oh, it was very nice. Caroline's full of plans for a children's clinic she wants to start.
Oh, she does? That's a big undertaking, darling.
Mm. It's her way of saying thank you to Joe Gonzalez. And how was your lunch?
I told Dad.
About me?
Mm. You don't mind.
Oh, I don't know.
I know we haven't discussed it, and, well, he asked me about you, and I just couldn't go on saying you were fine, fine.
Oh, of course, darling. Only, I am pretty fine, don't you think?
Oh, Em.
Oh, darling.
You are the finest.
Oh, Jason, it is kind of tough on you, isn't it?
On me?
I realized today, talking to Caroline. In a way, I wanted to tell her, but once people know that, that you just may not be around much longer, everything changes between
us. Darling, darling, don't say that.
It's true, isn't it? People feel uncomfortable.
Emily, have I?
Oh, no. Not you, silly. You're the same. We're even closer. Now that we aren't keeping secrets from each other.
Mommy, Mommy!
Jennifer, what's the matter?
Honey, what is it?
Mommy, oh, Mommy!
What?
Charlie's dead!
Oh, no, darling.
It was chasing the quarantine dog, and it ran across the street.
Oh, come here, honey.
Oh, Daddy, he's dead. The car hit him, and it went right on.
Is he out there?
Jason, why
don't
you
go? I'll go out and get him.
It's all my fault.
No, darling, no, don't feel that way.
We're having so much fun. Oh. And then he saw the dog. He ran out.
Oh, darling, it's all right now. It's all right.
Why, Mommy? He was so good.
No, darling, but these things happen. Oh, he was a very happy cat, dear.
Maybe if we kept him shut up in the house.
Oh, honey, I know. He might have been safer, but then he wouldn't have had all that fun with you. You just think of all the good times you had together.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. Then I learned about Daytrol. I compared labels and couldn't find any difference. Daytrol has the same pain reliever, no aspirin. Daytrol's just as effective as Tylenol. So now I compare prices and buy the one that costs less. Why spend more?
Daytrol, from Bristol-Myers. Ask your doctor about it.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less? To Have and to Hold features Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela. Also appearing was Shelley Bruce. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Mary Dornheim. And brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.